to take everything kind of like, well, I mean, not so seriously. I don't know that I've changed as much as I think I heard she tell you that I had. I don't know. I don't know if I want you to know how I was last year or not. No. But it's so good having her here, and it's really been, we've really had a good time. It's rained here today all day long. Started off this morning just pouring down. And all my kids but two were at school today, so I usually think maybe that the weather will keep some of them away. Isn't that terrible? It's so much better if just a few of them will stay home. No, but they were all there, and it rained all day long. It was even raining when school was out this afternoon, so we had a messy day. When it rains, needless to say, they're quite restless, especially just 2 days before a holiday. See, tomorrow's the last day before the Thanksgiving holidays. And they're pretty anxious for school to be out. I guess they're just as anxious for a holiday as I am. I don't know if they're maybe not quite as anxious, but just almost anyway. And then we get back Monday, and Monday's December the 2nd, so then it's just about 3 weeks until we get out for Christmas. We get out the 20th, so time has really flown. I feel like that after Christmas that I'll feel like that a major part of our separation is over, and maybe the hardest part, because, I don't know, around these time of the holidays and everything, you tend to think so much more about being together with someone that you love. And I've just had a real good time fixing your packages up and everything, but however, I did entertain the thought of getting in one myself, and just wondered what they would do if I really did make it over there, what they would do after I got there. No. But, and then January, and January is a pretty slow month, but I'm going to try my best to make it go by fast. And then February, and you tell me what time of February you want to go. You said something about waiting until March, but I kind of think maybe that February would be all right with me. I find myself sitting around thinking and trying to imagine what it'll be like to see you for the first time. And oh, the papers made such a deal out of Lucy going to see Pat Nugent, that reading about it, I don't know if I like the way they did that or not. She said the paper said she had, that Pat came over and landed at Honolulu Airport, but then went by bus to the military installation, had to check in and check his papers and everything, I guess. And then they, all these people were just waiting for me outside this little room, and I just can't think of anything any more horrible than to have you look for me and a bunch of other people. I don't know if that would be the best way to do it or not. But anyway, I'm sure you know a lot more about it than I do. I'll be real anxious to talk to Nancy when she gets home. I know she's just having the time of her life, and she left Friday, so this is Thursday, so she's due home this weekend. Supposed to have been gone from, well, she was leaving Saturday. She's supposed to be gone from Saturday to Saturday, so she should be back in Dallas Sunday. So I'm going to have a letter there. I know everybody's going to be wanting to know how her time was and everything, but I just really can't wait to talk to her, because I know she was so excited about going. I just hope that it doesn't make it harder for her now, this second half. However, see, Scratch is due home in April, so they waited a long time before they took their R&R. So I'll have to see how she feels about that. She's enjoying her teaching a whole lot. And I think Anne is enjoying her teaching too. I got a picture of Stanton and Anne at homecoming. In fact, I got two of them because they didn't think the first one turned out. So I'll send both of them to you. I'll send that box of slides. I thought I'd take them home and let Mother and Daddy see them, because there's a picture of Sonny and I on there that I thought Mother and Daddy might want to have printed up. And then I'll send the slides on to you, and then you can send them back. What are you going to do with those? Have I sent you one, or just, have I sent you two, or just one bunches of slides? You're welcome to keep any ones that you want. And I thought maybe that some of them might be getting in your way, and you might be wanting to get rid of them. And Daddy said that he'd give us a bunch of those little things, you know, that helps you organize your slides, that fit on the side of the projector. I don't know if they'll fit yours or not, though. They fit Daddy's, and his is a tower one from Sears. And you might let me know if it's fit, because he said that he'd pick some up for us so we could put them in order, and I'll just put them in there when they put them in those little steel brackets, and then we'll put them in there, and then I'll go ahead and label them and everything, and then when you get home, we can organize them like you want them. But I thought maybe the best one might be to just do it in the order that they were taken, because that way, well, unless, I don't know, you just decide. You know, I'm not too smart in that category. Anyway, I'll let you take care of everything like that. Everything that requires some thinking, that's your job, okay? No. But, I don't know, your last letter said that something about that you just thought maybe the farm was the place to come home and settle about 20 miles from town. And that you didn't care what you did, even if you just roughneck. Well, I care if you roughneck, because I don't think it's just so safe. Oh, well, I guess we do lots of things that aren't just so safe, though, don't we? But, Gary, I wouldn't care if you drove a garbage truck. They make pretty good money some places, did you know it? No, but just having you home and being able to be together and being able to start our own home, that's what I can't wait for. So, well, I mean, I can wait for it, and I will wait for it. Things around school have been slowed down kind of since homecoming, but everybody's getting ready to go home for Thanksgiving, and of course Christmas is not too far away, so there have been lots of tests, and everybody's been studying quite a bit. I haven't seen anybody really to find out any news, except I did see Peggy and Gary Wood at church Sunday morning. I think I told you that, and I wrote you Sunday and told you, but he has joined the Army Reserves, and he will go for active duty probably after the first of the year. He'll be a medic, and he's looking forward to that. And Peggy's teaching in Lamarck, and Gary right now, since he has his master, he's been able to do psychological testing for the Galveston School District, and when he finishes there, well, he has a job in Lamarck to do some testing there, and then he'll be able to work right up until the time he goes for his active duty. So that's real fortunate for them, and I guess he wouldn't be able to do that except that he does have his master's. So they're both looking real good. Peggy's not looking forward to the 4.5 months that they'll be separated, but she was so sweet and said she certainly realized that it could be a lot worse, and that she could see the advantages of it and the benefits that they'll gain from being separated. But I think that they're getting pretty well settled. I think they like being where they are. I don't know. That's where they'll plan to stay. You know, that's where Gary's folks live, and I think both they live in Galveston. I haven't seen anybody else. I haven't seen Gary or Keith or heard from them since homecoming. So, you probably know as much as I do. On this package of slides that I'll be sending you, there's a picture of Keith and Gary and Darl and Terry sitting there talking to you on the tape. And that's what they were doing while they were making that tape, so you can just imagine. And I think I did tell you that when they got down real low and sang happy birthday, they were way down on top of the microphone so nobody could see them sitting there in the students there singing happy birthday. It's really not like them to want to hide, is it? Usually they were the life of the party, but they were acting kind of crazy that night, as you could tell by the tape. Pat and Carolyn are expecting a little baby. I don't know if I told you that or not, or if he's going to be a papa again. So Carolyn's been kind of sick, and Pat works late every single night, but I know that he's so interested in what you're doing and never fails to ask me about it or anything, and makes a special effort most of the time. So that means an awful lot to me, as I know it does to you too. Carolee started a new little thing. I guess you can tell how much I think of her by how much I mention her. She really is funny though. Spoiled, but she sure is funny. She started this thing about my mommy, you know, and just trying to get somebody to argue with her. So we'll argue with her. She'll say, my mommy. And I'll tell her that she's my mommy, too. And she's just my daddy. And I'll tell her that's my daddy, too. And so the other day we were arguing like that, and she looked at me and she cocked one eye up. She says, my buddy. And I said, no, you just wait a minute. And she thought that was so funny. So I think that's something for a two-year-old. But then it should be two. This should be two Tuesday, the 3rd of December. I just can't believe it that she's already two. It doesn't seem possible. But, she really is funny. And not a day goes by when I don't go over there that she doesn't say something about you. And that time that she sent those last bunches of slides you sent, I've sent them on to your mother and daddy, but she wanted to see Buddy so bad, and I guess I told you that we looked at several slides and with a lot of guys, and boy, she never did even point to one until that one came up with you, and she pointed right to you and said Buddy and got so excited. So I hope she'll do that when you come home. I'm relaxed to see what she'll say when she sees you, because we talk about you all the time. I haven't seen Karen Yarbrough this week. I do need to go by there. We're in charge of a gift for a little child from this underprivileged family. She and I are together. It's been almost 2 weeks since I've seen her, and it's just because the time has just gone so fast that I haven't had a chance. And I know she's been busy too, but I do feel bad about not going by, and I will make it a point. She's going home for Thanksgiving, and so she may have already left. And I haven't talked to her anymore about the fair lady. And no, I don't have my conscience isn't hurting me. I'm not the skinniest thing you ever saw, but I don't weigh any more than I did when you left anyway. No. I talked to somebody that had checked into it, and they said that it was you had to join for a year, and I just can't do that, Gary, I don't think. It's $215 or something like that, and I just can't afford to do that right now. But maybe if I set my mind to it, I can do something else about it. Since I am in graduate school, though, there is a student membership they'll let you have, but Carolyn Agnew joined one of those specials for a month, and they wouldn't even let her shower. She couldn't even use her whirlpool or their sauna. She had to come home and take a shower. She's hit me. So maybe all they did was let her use their exercise machines. But the YMCA has a program anyway. If that one doesn't work out, so I thought I'd check into both of them. I guess that this is just about all of the news. There's not anything much has been happening, just the regular routine, I guess, of getting up in the morning and going to school and coming home in the afternoon. But I know it's not very exciting sounding, but I guess I feel as you do. I feel apologetic for the things I talked to you about. And you apologize for the things you talk to me about, but everything that I hear that you say is so interesting, and I'm just so anxious to hear from you that, well, I think everything you say is just real interesting, and I learn all the time. And just hearing your voice is enough, so maybe I feel like you feel just a little bit that way. I won't feel so bad about just telling you about the trivial things that go on. Oh, when I talked to Sherry tonight, she told me that Dale's mother had fallen and she'd sprained her ankle or something. I thought she'd broken it, but she's been on crutches, so I'm sure she's just about to go crazy with all those kids at that kindergarten in Clovis while she's walking around on two crutches. But Sherry said she was doing better, and they were going to go to Petersburg, which is Jess's home, for Thanksgiving. And Sherry and Jess aren't planning on getting married until... Well, they'd like to plan on January, and she said that she thinks that's probably when it'll be, but she still likes 12 hours of school. So the longer she can put it off, she feels like that the better off she'll be. But she says she didn't think he's ready to put it off anymore, so I imagine they'll go ahead and get married. You know, he's teaching agriculture at LCC. And Shelby Bozeman got married. I don't know if you knew that. He was married about, Sherry told me he was married about November the 7th. In Lubbock, a girl that he'd met there, and he's coaching a livestock judging team at Texas Tech, and I think she's going to school. She's not through school yet. Well, I'm sitting here in the dark making this tape, and I really can't tell how much tape is left, but I've told you just about everything that is newsy right now, just to let you know that not a day goes by that you're not number one on my mind. And I hope that all these Christmas things that I've sent do get there in time. I know that there's a chance that they'll be delayed, but I got them off as early as I thought would be, you know, important. And I did check with the post office at home, and they, you know, I had been announcing it on the radio and everything, so I thought I'd heard that November the 30th was the deadline for Sam and Pal, and December the 11th was the deadline for Airmail. Here's hoping that everything works out all right. Sherry said that last year she sent Jess a package and she mailed it on Thanksgiving Day and he got it on Christmas Day. So I'll just hope and plan that works out all right that way. I just want you to know that I love you. You know I do, and I'm thinking about you. all the time. I'm doing everything that I can to live up to what you expect of me. And I just hope that you don't expect too much. I am getting a lot better in some things, but I'm certainly not the ideal person, I guess you'd say. But I do hope that I can make you happy, and those are the things that I'm striving for right now. If there's anything that you need, you know, all you have to do is just ask me, and I'll be glad to send it to you or do whatever that you want. There is one other thing for your Christmas that will be coming, and I guess you won't get it till after Christmas now, but I can't mail it for about a week and a half, so I'll try to get it off then, and I'll get it off airmail. So I just hope that you get. So you just be looking for another thing besides these boxes that you've been getting. And if you want to act like that you don't know who they're from, if you've gotten enough stuff, well, that's all right. You just give them to somebody else. Well, maybe you better not. You better keep them. And be sure and save that stocking now that I made, that big one, because we'll add some more things to it if you want. You can just send it back if you want to. You might think it's kind of corny. You might not want to add any more to it or not. I thought maybe that you could put Christmas things on the other side. And I did want to put my name on it and the date and everything so that we'll know when it was made. I'm sure that we won't ever forget.